Blog Talk Radio. Trump lead? Does he really have the temperament? What is he doing now? Can Hillary lead? Does she have the temperament? Is she healthy? What's with all that bobbleheading, right? What really happened in Benghazi? Is the two-party system over and done? Is this the end of America? What can we do about it? Let's bring this hard-hitting discussion. And if you're politically correct, bye-bye, you don't belong here, because we're not. We are not politically correct here. We want to be bold, brash, bright, badass. So here, I'm going to give you a little empowerment for the day. And we have a show every Monday at 5 p.m. called Awaken to Empowerment. This is just our time for truth, Awaken to Truth. You know, very veritas and a little more politically driven. For good and evil man is a free creative spirit. This produces the very queer world we live in, a world of continuous creation, therefore continuous change and insecurity. Be free. But I want to get back. I want to get back. Because here's a little poem. And you got to think about this as we look forward into this political discussion or this political ranting we're having these days. And you have to forgive me because it's morning and I haven't had my coffee yet. If anybody knows me, let's do coffee talk. We're here, we're talking, and I'm drinking coffee. So hang on. Good, I love my coffee. Okay, so we have to look at this. Where are we on this list? The average age of the world's... Oh, I love my computer. It's doing weird stuff. Okay, the average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, these nations always have progressed through the following sequence. And I have no idea what happened to my studio. My studio just completely disappeared. This is bizarre. I don't even know if we're taping a show anymore. God, I love my computer. It's so awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to just kind of keep rolling with it. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back to bondage. So, there you go, there you go, there you go. I am only responsible for what I say, not for what you understand. Let's be clear on this. I'm just really pissed because I don't have a screen for my studio right now, so I just have to play with my computer a bit, which is extremely distracting. But I work really hard to make this thing rock, and I don't have no idea what's going on because I have like a total blank screen on my computer. So let's talk a little bit about this poor woman, Kathy Shelton, because this rape case thing needs to go far and wide. It also, my computer's doing some weird shit. If it's turning down, that means Blog Talk is off. Or no, I'm still connected here. Okay, I'm so confused. My computer's doing all kinds of weird, abstract things. Interesting. Okay, child rape victim comes forward. Oh, and it did something else. Okay, just going to keep rolling. Child rape victim comes forward for the first time in 40 years to call Hillary Clinton a liar, who defended her rapist by smearing her, blocking evidence, and callously laughing that she knew he was guilty. Hillary Clinton is not for women and children, says Kathy Shelton, 54, who was 12 years old when she was raped by Thomas Alfred Taylor in Arkansas. Clinton was the rapist's defense lawyer, pleading for him to down unlawful fondling of a minor. Pleading him down to unlawful fondling of a minor. I mean, my head is exploding with that, right? The 41-year-old drifter served less than a year in prison. The plea came after Clinton was able to block the admission of forensic evidence that linked her client to the crime. Shelton says she's furious that Clinton has been portraying herself as a lifelong advocate for women and girls on the campaign trail. Clinton accused Shelton of seeking out older men in cases and demanded that she undergo grueling court-ordered psychiatric examination. The presidential candidate later laughed while discussing aspects of the case and recently unearthed audio tape interview from the 1980s. Okay, is this despicable? It's despicable. It's deplorable. It's unfair. Oh, my computer is configuring. So if I'm not doing a show right now, I have really no idea. But let's really talk about this. Okay, I was a 12-year-old girl, okay, and we all were. If you're a female, you were a 12-year-old girl at one time. You could have been a 12-year-old boy, okay? Any 12-year-old shouldn't have to go through this and have their youth and their innocence snatched from them and then have to have an attorney accuse them of being the ones that were wrong and that did the bad thing. Come on, folks. It is really time. It is so time for people to wake up and share this information. There's an organization that contacts me all the time, and some of their stuff is really good about food and GMOs, and it teaches breastfeeding. And I'm all into that natural stuff. I mean, if you know me at all, I mean, I'm big-time herbalist, and I just believe in natural protocols. I'm not a big fan of big pharma, like Hillary Clinton is, who she takes money from, but I digress. Anyway, it is so frustrating that this organization is called Moms Rising, and they are an organization, quote-unquote, for women, right, and to empower women and, you know, women and children and how to, you know, teach women how to breastfeed and all that other stuff, right? So it's called MomsRising.org. So they were trying to ask me for a donation. Well, a donation to stop Trump. It kept saying stop Trump this, stop Trump that, stop Trump this, stop Trump that. It was quite amazing that when I responded to them, and I'd love to be able to read it verbatim, but I can't because my computer is shutting down right now, and that's part of our studio. So the Moms Rising letter said, I am wondering about this poor woman, Kathy Shelton, who was 12 years old in Arkansas and raped by a 41-year-old man, and Hillary Clinton being her advocate. I'm wondering if you would like to, it's essential information to be passing out to your group. This woman purports to be for women and children. Well, I get another email back from them. Would you like to donate? I'm going to donate to you? You're sitting there and talking. I wish I could read this email. I will next time when my computer gets its head out of its ass. But talking about women and children and how we have to stop Trump. And are you kidding me? Did you see Trump's kids? I do believe he is taking care of his children, and they call him a misogynist. You know, Trump was the first man who gave a woman a high-level position in construction ever in the United States here. Okay, so come on, let's be real. It's such disingenuous nonsense. So MomsRising.org is obviously a show organization for Hill, and we're going to explore this deeper. Because we're going to have a bunch of people contact them and ask them to display this story of this poor child, this poor woman, this Kathy, who was brutally, brutally raped by two people. And even more than that, this poor woman could never have children. They hurt her so badly on the inside. The rape was so brutal, and it just tore apart her insides, where she had to have stitches inside of her vagina. Okay, so next time you're thinking of voting Hillary, think of what she did to a poor child. And I really want to. I just have to hammer this one home. Everybody needs to hear this, and I will be talking about this pretty much. I mean, there's other scandals going on that I have here. I'm just at a little disadvantage because I have zero idea what our show is doing right now. We've been into the show about 10 minutes, so. So here it is. A child rape victim says she cannot forgive her. I think we read this. Kathy Shelton was 12 years old when 41-year-old drifter raped her on the side of an Arkansas road. Clinton, as a lawyer for the Rodino Committee, served as Taylor's lawyer in 1975 when she was 21 years old. The woman says, "It's put a lot of anger back in me," now 54. An exclusive interview at her Springdale, Arkansas home in August. "Every time I see Clinton on TV, I just want to reach there and grab her, but I can't do that." In 1975, Clinton served as the defense lawyer for Alfred Taylor Thomas, a factory worker accused of raping Shelton after luring her to his car. If you've heard my other show, I was at a campground, yes, I'm trailer trash, I guess, with my family up in the Wisconsin Dells, and I was with this gal by the name of Irene hanging out and went up to these two guys in a car, and the guy opened the car door, grabbed my arm, and thank God for Irene, these 2 6-foot-5 men, "Carol, there's your dad." And these guys threw my arm down, took off in this car like bats out of hell. So I guess maybe this is why this is just so profoundly deep to me and personal, to fight for Kathy. Because that could have been me too. And that could, if you're a woman, that could be you. If you're a man, that could be your daughter. That could be your sister. That could be your mother. Okay? At 12 years old, for a man to do that to a child, and then for someone to represent that man and lie about the child, there's a special place in hell for women who don't defend children. Anyway, Taylor pleaded down to unlawful fondling of a minor and served less than a year in prison after Clinton was able to block the admission of forensic evidence. We heard about the underpants yesterday, remember? They cut a hole where the DNA was in the underpants. So in a lengthy interview with the Daily Mail online, Shelton said Clinton is lying when she claims, no kidding, Clinton lying. It's just kind of like, that's how it rolls, right? So Shelton gave an anonymous interview to the Daily Beast in 2014. She says she wants to start speaking out publicly, in part because I think a lot of people would look at Clinton in a different way after hearing her story directly. "I want to speak to the world out there at the White House so everyone could hear me." Yeah, why doesn't she get invited to the White House? You know, I'm wondering, why is this woman not getting invited into the White House? That's actually a really good question. That's a really good question. And Clinton accused the 12-year-old girl of seeking out older men. In an audio tape, Clinton indicated she believed Taylor, her client, was guilty, saying that his ability to pass a lie detector test forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs. But I do want to play this one-minute video for you on this woman, and we're going to take that here. And I just really, really hope this is...
sad that a 12-year-old had to go through what I had to go through. Because for days I cried and cried and cried over it. Sometimes I'll still break down and cry. Slap. got one holding it open, the other got the other. It ain't a funny thing. I was a virgin, I'll put it that way, when it happened. And when I came out of a coma, I had several stitches down there, and so they tore me up bad. And the doctor said it's a 99% chance that I can't have kids. When I was younger, I really wanted a kid so bad. I love kids. Okay, I have been with a couple men after that. It took me a long time to grow there, but I never had any kids.
So this man destroyed this woman's right to reproduce, her right to liberty and the pursuit of her happiness. Oh, my gosh. And Hillary Clinton defended the man who took that right away from her. Contact momsrising.org. Contact all the news outlets. Because I bet you're not hearing this on the mainstream media. I am so grateful because the Sean Hannity Show has actually been playing this for the past two nights. But let's face it, Fox News is a small, small, small world. The world needs to know the real Hillary Clinton. And it begs to question, what wouldn't Hillary do for money? What wouldn't she do for money? So, yeah, so my computer jacked off on me, jacked out, bugged out. We're back, and obviously this show's going, and I'm really sorry for the unsmoothness of this show, but at least I did not know when the computer crashed down and it rebooted itself that we were still on. Another sad thing, here's another 35-second video that I'm going to play, but Shelton was pictured with her 12-year-old mom. And Shelton was 12 years old and was a single mom. I'm just so disturbed by this. She was raised by a single mother. And, you know, funny thing is, Children's Defense Fund. Children's Defense Fund. How could she, Hillary Clinton, be part of the Children's Defense Fund when she defended a rapist against a child? Wow. Just amazing. Just amazing. Here, let's play this last 35-second video, and then we're going to move on to some more. How about Trump scandals? Do we have any Trump scandals?
When I ride my bicycle or anything like that, I would stay right there where my mom could see me, or I didn't deserve it. I mean, I was scared. Totally freaked out, and I went through counseling, and for years I would hardly even be around men. If they tried to touch me or anything, I would just walk away.
Special place in hell, Hillary. Special place in hell. So, anyway. I don't know if I finished reading this, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back to bondage. So more government programs we got, I guess, think we're getting more dependent, but I guess that's the way to hell. Maybe we could follow Hillary. Okay, so here's a little thing. Remember this in November, please. The Prime Minister of Libya emailed Hillary Clinton personally in 2011. I told you we're going to talk about Benghazi, we're going to talk about Clinton cash. I'm still waiting to hear more stuff on Donald Trump, though. The biggest thing that he did was speaking to Second Amendment people, saying the Second Amendment people or the NRA people, I don't remember exactly the verbiage, I'm sure we could find a clip and play it because it was so horrible, talking to a voting bloc to get out there and do something about it to preserve their rights. The Prime Minister of Libya emailed Hillary Clinton personally in 2011 asking her to help get him evacuated from Benghazi, and Clinton granted his request. At the same time, our own Libyan ambassador made 600 requests for more security for Benghazi, none of which was ever made. It was on Hillary Clinton's desk. We could ask the ambassador for his response, but he and three others are dead. Hillary, you got blood on your hands, bitch. Okay, so So let's remember Thomas Alfred Taylor. Look him up. Look this thing up. It's all on the Daily Mail. It's getting out there. But we, the people, the little grassroots, the little voices of America that we are, together collectively, we are a huge voice. And we have choices, okay? So here's another voter fraud. Here's a little-known secret on voter fraud. This is pretty amazing. This is really too long. I'm going to do a whole show on voter fraud. We only have short minutes here left. That's not enough to do the whole voter fraud thing. I think this is actually a good one. They're talking about, will Julian Assange be assassinated? Let's see, huh?
WikiLeaks Julian Assange.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good. Okay, this is
WikiLeaks Julian Assange
dropped
a bombshell when he suggested that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich was one of the sources of the DNC email leak.
But was he one of your sources, then? I mean, we don't comment on who our sources are.
Why make a suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are.
Rich was killed in mysterious circumstances in Washington, D.C., shot in the back. He wasn't robbed of his cell phone or wallet. WikiLeaks has offered $20,000 for information leading to the conviction of his killer. But could Assange himself be the next victim of the Clinton body count? The day after Assange implied that Rich's murder was connected to Hillary Clinton, WikiLeaks posted a couple of very strange tweets. One was a video of former Hillary Clinton strategist Bob Beckel expressing his desire to see Assange assassinated.
I mean, the dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonist, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be. And I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, I only want to do it illegally. Shoot the son of a b***h.
Another was a screenshot of a 2013 tweet by pro-Obama author and Politico journalist Michael Grunwald. I can't wait to write a defense of the drone strike that takes out Julian Assange. Do these tweets prove that Assange is telegraphing a warning about his own potential assassination by the Clinton crime family? What other explanation could there be? Why is he invoking the threat of his own murder the day after implying that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leak? Is Assange alluding to the threat of himself being targeted by the Clintons without outright saying it so as to avoid being labeled paranoid by the media? The notion of Assange being assassinated is starting to crop up more and more. Actor and conservative commentator James Woods even asked for the odds on whether or not the WikiLeaks founder would survive until the election. Remember, Assange has vowed to release more damaging intel on Hillary's links to ISIS, corruption within the Clinton Foundation, and vote rigging.
We have upcoming leaks in relation to Hillary Clinton. You know, the emails we published show that Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation.
Yes, WikiLeaks would still continue releasing the info without Assange. But he's the face of it. He does all the interviews. Assange is WikiLeaks. He's what propels the leaks into the news headlines. Is this all just paranoia? Or should Assange have somebody testing his food before he eats it while he's holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy? Because Seth Rich isn't the only Clinton-connected individual to recently die in mysterious circumstances. John Ash was reportedly part of a scheme to funnel foreign money to the Democratic National Committee during the Clinton years. Just before he was set to testify against Clinton, Ash was found dead, apparently having crushed his own windpipe while lifting weights in his home. Sean Lucas was found dead on his bathroom floor despite being in good health. Lucas was the lead attorney in a fraud case against the DNC filed by Bernie Sanders supporters. Meanwhile, prolific anti-Hillary author Victor Thorne supposedly committed suicide from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Is this all just absolute nonsense? Thankfully, the answer is yes. The Clinton body count is just a conspiracy theory, so I'm sure Julian Assange will be perfectly safe.
Yeah. Yeah. The Hillary body count. Okay, so let's see what else we have. That was a really good one. Okay, 4 minutes left. Revealed, the book Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer is so serious and well-investigated that three FBI field officers urged Obama DOJ to launch an FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's auctioning of State Department policies to foreign Clinton Foundation donors and funders. Bill's speech is based on the book's reporting. This is from Breitbart. Well, federal investigation, and I don't know if we're going to be able, and I did want to really finish that other list, but of course, because of studio problems, we didn't have time. We'll probably take a whole show and do it. While the federal investigation into Hillary's use of private email server while she was Secretary of State was underway, several FBI field offices asked the Justice Department to investigate the murky connections between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, but were shut down, according to a report by CNN. Several FBI field offices approached the Justice Department asking to open a case regarding the relationship between the State Department, Clinton Foundation, and CNN said that. How come I'm reading that again? At the time, the Department of Justice declined because it had looked into allegations surrounding the Clinton Foundation around a year earlier found there wasn't sufficient evidence to open a case. Federal officials, who's the Department of Justice? Isn't that Loretta Lynch? We getting lynched by Lynch, America? Truth getting lynched by Lynch? Federal officials were urging the Justice Department to expand its probe to the Clinton Foundation following the release of the New York Times best-selling book Clinton Cash. Authored by Breitbart News Senior Editor-at-Large Peter Schweitzer, Clinton Cash first revealed the global nexus of influence peddling involving million-dollar donations from foreign entities to the Clinton Foundation that often coincided with favorable State Department actions while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We've been talking about this for days, but let's you know what? Once you own something, you could teach others. And really what we need to do is let others know the truth. I am just a truth warrior, okay? I am the Veritas goddess. That is all I want to do is tell the truth about who's representing us. I need some truth on Trump. The only thing I'm getting is sound bites from the mainstream media, okay? So there have been never before emails that have been out, according, you know, in WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. So, gosh, here's a whole other one. Five devastating facts about Hillary Clinton's foreign funder, Gilbert Chagoury. Remember, we've been talking about him. We got 2 minutes. Chagoury is a wealthy Lebanese construction magnate, longtime friend of former President Bill Clinton. His worldwide exploits were heavily documented in the New York Times best-selling book, Clinton Cash. Chagoury finds a clear-cut example of how foreign influences bought access to the Clintons by funneling donations to the Clinton Foundation while Clinton was in command of the State Department. Here are five of the most devastating facts in less than a minute. Gilbert Chagoury donated $500,000 to Democratic Party voter efforts before attending the Clinton's White House Christmas party. Chagoury was convicted of laundering millions. Chagoury's name was once on a federal no-fly list. Chagoury was named kingpin of Nigerian corruption, and Chagoury admitted in British court to bribery. The five things about Chagoury: associate, donor, friend, confidant, partner in crime to the Clinton. So with that, I think we need to take our show and close it down because we're going to be having more on this every day. As much as I can, as long as God gives me breath, my responsibility and my duty is to bring the truth. So this is Carol Ann Parisi, always seeking the truth. Feel free to call me here next time, 646-787-1584, 646-787-1584. If my studio's working, I can pick the phone up, pick the call up. And, guys, you know what? Seek the truth. The truth will set you free. All right, well, let's get some music in this mix, and God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.